populist of surges to record lead over German Chancellor's party. By Kurt Zindelka on July 23, 2026. The Insurgent Alternative for Germany. AfD party's lead over the governing party of Chancellor Friedrich Merz has grown to a record gap, as the Berlin establishment continues to suffer amid persistent economic woes. According to the latest poll from Insha, the AfD support climbed to 29%, up half a percentage point from the previous week. Meanwhile, the governing center-right Christian Democratic Union/Christian Social Union CDU/CSU in Bavaria fell by another full point to 20.5%. This means the gap now stands at 8.5%, the largest lead ever recorded by the polling firm for the upstart anti-mass migration party, Die Welt reported. Meanwhile, the CDU's leftist coalition partner, the Social Democrats, improved slightly to just 13%, putting them on par with the Greens and just ahead of Die Linke. The left, the descendant party of the former communist government of East Germany, at 10.5%. Thus, the red and black coalition between the left and right-wing establishment parties combined stands at 33.5%, a decline of nearly 12 points since the last election in 2025 and just over 4 points over the AfD by itself. As is often the case with so-called conservative political parties in Europe, Merz and his union chose to partner with the election-losing leftist Social Democrats rather than align with the right-wing AfD party, which it considers outside the realm of political acceptability due to its strident anti-migration stances and Eurosceptic attitude towards Brussels. However, the collusion between the two traditional parties of government to enact a firewall to prevent the AfD from gaining power has seemingly backfired, with current trends indicating that the populist party may overtake the collective support of the CDU and SPD, which could potentially force the chancellor to make a deal with the far left to remain in power. The government's plunging popularity has also coincided with the German public turning against Chancellor Merz. According to the weekly RTL/NTV trend barometer, just 14% of voters are satisfied with their leader, compared to 85% who are dissatisfied with Merz, a record high. The government's popularity struggles have primarily come as a result of the continued economic struggles facing the once production powerhouse of the European Union, which has slumped since the lockdowns during the Chinese coronavirus, and which was particularly hard hit by the cutoff of cheap pipeline gas and oil from Russia following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in 2021. Disastrously, the reduction in Russian energy came amid the fulfillment of the phase-out of nuclear energy initiated by Merz's predecessor, former Chancellor Angela Merkel, a devotee of the Green Agenda who claimed to have been concerned about nuclear power safety following the Fukushima accident in 2011. Nevertheless, soaring energy prices have increasingly made it difficult for Germany's manufacturing sector to compete effectively on the world stage. The German economy has also been hit hard by the tariffs imposed by US President Donald Trump on the EU. A survey conducted by Munich Ifo Institute found that 6 in 10 German companies have felt negative impacts of the American tariffs, rising to 74% among the critical auto industry in the country. While most businesses have responded to the tariffs by raising prices, thereby hindering their competitiveness, at least 1 in 4 companies polled said they have been forced to absorb the cost themselves. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.